come out of recess, and we're here for ballot language for road and bridge tax and discussion. I have a letter here from Mr. Cotty.
Essentially just says that we can... the existing ballot language that was used in prior year, and due to us being a first-class county, doesn't change anything per the statute, which was 67.7, I think it said. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
So I guess what we need to decide is if we're going to try and put are we going to put it on a ballot for this year? And then what length would we put on it, whether it be a certain period or no period at all?
Fellow commissioners, could I ask that Randy Hayes, our Road and Bridge Administrator, give us just a real quick laydown of what expenses, what major projects we've got coming up for, through this tax projected? Would that be acceptable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on up.
Good morning. These monies generated through the half-cent sales tax are used on various projects, but it's also used to maintain our current system of roadway, which we're maintaining about 570 mile of roadway. So all the maintenance on that, whether it be resurfacing, chip seal, mowing, whatever, that's how that's paid for. Also, bridge work. We're currently working on Sycamore Church Bridge. We have other bridges coming up. Coon Creek is one of them. And then we also have Bull Creek is another bridge coming up. But we have about another eight on the list that need to have something done, either replacement or other work done as far as maintenance work to these structures. And then ongoing upcoming projects that we're working on. We're also doing road improvements and also projects on the transportation board has several. We've done three or four of those projects, and some of them are small, but then there's some that's quite large. So
how long is this tax bill we had, this sales tax?
I believe it was 10 years.
It was at an 80.
I want to say it was prior to
three.
That.
Oh.
83.
I think it was an 83.
I think it was an 83. It was generated.
Again, I think I don't know that anybody disagrees the importance of the tax or the need of the tax. That's vital to the tourism. That's how people get in and out of our area. It's vital to the people that live in the entire county. I mean, it's not a like you said, with what we currently have, the to continue to upkeep, mow, repair bridges, do the types of things that we're doing. So I don't think there's any discussion needed on as far as if we need the tax or not. I think it's going to get into when's it set to sunset now, 2019?
I think 18. It was
12/31 of 18.
Yeah.
12, yeah, mm-hmm. The end of 18.
Yeah, again, it's a something that we have that's needed and to continue to provide the services that we provide at the for the roads and for the bridges and for those, you know, the right-of-ways, the mowing, like you said.
I've actually had comments from our citizens how they can tell when they come from one county into here that the roads are.
You can tell whenever you're going from state to county or city to county too. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have it projected that this tax is going to bring in. I think it brought in 7.43 million or something this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based, like I said, off sales tax. You said 570 miles?
Yeah.
How many miles do we typically bring in every year?
We've taken in, it depends on how many roads get petitioned. I know the commission there, when the budget was kind of struggling, kind of put a moratorium for a few years on them, but then we turned around and took in. But we're averaging anywhere from about 2 to 5 mile that we generally try to take in.
If no one else had any more comments or anything, then I'd like to make a motion that option B, the county reimpose a countywide sales tax by extending the existing current tax at the rate of 0.5% for a period of 20 years from the date on which such tax is reimposed for the purpose of improvement, construction, roads, and bridges. I'd like to make a motion that we accept that as the put it on the April.
We have a motion, so we can do. We have some more discussion.
I say I'd rather have more discussion before there's
okay.
A second.
Okay.
Do you want to rescind your motion, or
I'll rescind my motion for discussion.
I mean, I guess that's the thing, is we can. Do we want to put a time limit on it? What's the benefit of putting a time limit on it? What are your guys' thoughts? And I don't have a problem with the 20-year. I'm not, you know, we can do 17 years. We can do 23. I mean, it's whatever we decide is, and then ultimately whatever the people decide. But
I think it's essential for Taney County, and the budget, the county budget could not, we just simply could not have the roads that we have and or the employees for the road department without this tax. And so I think it is essential. And I can't see us ever not needing it.
Right.
So for that, I
guess that's my question. Why mm-hmm. why put a time limit on it? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking that.
Yeah.
And in, you know, this is the first tax that I would be a part of putting on the ballot, too. So I understand there's histories there. I don't know that this isn't... I think this is a tax that everybody could easily get behind. So would we want to be putting a time limit on it?
Opinion?
Or does it hurt it? I mean, does it hurt it from getting passed? If there is no time limit, I understand that reasoning as well. That's why I'm trying to figure out what's the best for the...
Mm-hmm. And that's my only reason for the time limit.
Put a time limit
and,
on it.
And definitely, I think we need to go longer, like at least the 20, because
right.
it costs the county, costs the people, you know, money to...
To put it on there.
To put it on.
Ms. Neely, do you know the history on the as far as what how it passed, the percentages of votes? And...
Are you talking about the results? Of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It passes fairly high. I don't have the actual numbers for you, but usually it passes with a yes vote pretty high. Would you like me to go pull that for you?
No, and that's...
No.
Again, I'm fine with... I agree with you, Ms. Wyatt, as far as longer better than... There's no sense in doing it for 5 years.
No.
Do you have any?
I see both sides. I think that it's definitely something we're always going to need. But I also see that as a citizen out there, I'd want to review it periodically. But I do see that we're always going to need it.
The only comment I would have is, there has been at one point the commission did consider reducing the amount of money we had in road and bridge because we had quite a bit of money in savings. That's been years ago. We haven't been able to get back up to that point since then. Our roads that we're taking in are greater, and the bridges are repaired, the cost is higher. So there was one time in 14 years that I heard them discuss possibly reducing it. They chose not to, and clearly, we have not been able to get to that point again. So that's the only thing I can remember in 14 years of being here.
I wonder what the fund balance was at that time. Do you know, Randy?
It was well over 20 million.
Thank you. That was back when we were considering doing the East West Corridor. I knew it was up in the 20 million range.
And perhaps they were saving back?
They were saving money back to do the East West Corridor and then the.
Whatever happened, happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's.
That's why I picked that one. That's all right.
I think there were several projects that partnered with MoDOT for infrastructure within Taney County that the citizens well benefited from, and I think we got reimbursed a lot of that. But sooner or later, a lot of it got used down, and then 2010, when everything took a nosedive, it took us a little bit to get built back where we're able to.
You know, one of the amazing things that I think is kind of neat is how many times is Road and Bridge guys out there, and the people are so appreciative that they bring you guys water, food, candy. I mean, I hear about it all the time. And I understand they get frustrated as well, but I do know that there's a...
Well, you guys, a lot of the citizens see a lot of the improvements that's been done over the years, appreciate that. And if this is not there, I mean, it would put a big burden on Taney County. So
that's why I think this is one of those rare ones that could potentially pass without a sunset on it, only because of that. Just because, I mean, they understand the importance and the need for it. But again, I'd hate for it not to pass because of it, too. So,
yeah.
Well, that's the only reason I would consider a time constraint, because at one time the commission was looking at reducing the amount.
Well, it could always be put before the people again to lower it.
I don't know about that, Brandon. I can't imagine that you couldn't.
That's what I mean. You should be able to.
Yeah, I can't imagine that you couldn't, but I hate to quote anybody, but I believe it was our auditor at the time said we could only have so much money in reserve before we'd be forced to reduce it. I believe that was a discussion that was held. So
yeah,
that's
that
something
I don't
you
know.
Might keep in mind.
But that would happen regardless of the.
I don't know, because I don't remember the statute that was brought up. I just vaguely remember. And we're talking years ago. I mean, how many years ago was that East West Corridor? 8 years ago?
It was several. I mean, they were talking that in the early 2000 time frame.
Well, it went to vote of the people, didn't it?
Last time this came up was 2007.
She's talking the East West Corridor.
Oh, East
West
Corridor.
East West Corridor ever had a vote of the people on it?
No.
It didn't?
No.
Okay.
It has to be in statute for there to be a vote.
Okay. I just remember all the literature and a lot of things coming out.
They
I actually thought that
to
almost
get
thought
grants,
we did vote.
Tiger grants and different things for it is what they were trying to
fund
that with,
federal.
And it didn't happen.
Yes. So. The commission at different times has gone out. I mean, you can give a list of all the things that a tax will generate. You can give information. You can't say vote for it or don't vote for it.
Right.
But you can give out literature explaining what its purpose is.
Right.
And the commission did do that. They did hold meetings at schools and various places. And they even, I believe they did that for the law enforcement tax too, didn't they, Randy?
I'm not sure about it.
You can always tell the benefits of having the tax and the benefits of, obviously, the benefit of not having the tax. You can always state the what you would lose by not having the tax,
yeah,
too. So,
but
I can't
say pro or con.
Exactly. I can't sit up there and say you have to vote for this because it's the best thing. It's a sliced bread.
Yeah. I'm going to have to search that out because I almost think I can remember the East West.
I was thinking
about
something, but I don't remember what exactly it was.
Because there was something else with it at the time, and I just remember something about a vote and when it, because I remember what happened after it didn't pass. But anyway, with the major bridges that are coming up, that's one reason I think it's important to know that those tax dollars are coming in, because, and it is awesome work. Saturday I had a customer